morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Sponsored by Corteva Agriscience with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there. Longtime member and former chairman of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas, was left unseated from the committee after House GOP leaders reshuffled their rosters in the process of transitioning from majority to minority status. Commenting on this development, Lucas said that for the next few years he is obliged to help his party in this way to facilitate certain accommodations for his colleagues. However, Lucas assured the constituents of the 3rd District of Oklahoma that his focus on their interests has not been lost, but will continue as he steps into his new position as ranking member on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, promising to serve agriculture in other capacities under the scope of this new assignment's oversight.
With the smaller number of spots for Republicans on the various committees as we go from majority status to minority staff, I'm helping the team, I'm helping the underclassmen, the new members coming in, and I'll be temporarily taking a leave from the Agriculture Committee. I'll still be on Financial Services. I will be the ranking member, the senior Republican on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. But for this next couple of years, I'll be helping the team. I have a letter from the Republican leader noting that my seniority is preserved and that my space will be preserved. It's just for the next little bit, I've got to help my colleagues as we get through some challenging times here in Congress.
In the meantime, this leaves the Ag Committee without a representative from Oklahoma for the first time in recent memory. However, Lucas says he will continue to fight for the interests of agriculture in his new role on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee as much as he can within the purview of that committee.
The three primary jurisdictions of the Science Committee are NASA, the space programs. Think about all the weather satellites we put up. It's the National Science Foundation. Ask our mutual friends at OU and OSU how important those research programs and dollars are. And, of course, the National Weather Service with its huge facility in Norman, Oklahoma, where they develop the models, they manage the programs that basically gauge weather on the short-term basis and the long-term basis. Few things are more important to not only my ag industry, but my energy folks about what's Mother Nature going to do to us tomorrow, the next day, 6 months, a year or two down the road. So I'm looking forward to those responsibilities, a brand new area. And the president is very enthusiastic about the space program, probably the most excited president since John Kennedy about this sort of stuff. So I'm looking forward to those challenges, but also ever mindful of the core industries in my district and in my state.
You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 24th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,000 head to be offered, 7,100 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.